Okay, today's daf Mem Hey. We're on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, the second line from the bottom where it says the word Testayim. And today's shir is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal Ben Yehoshua Chaya. Shalom Shav and Aliyah. So, we're going to go back and read what there was a Mishnah in Meister Cheney that said like this. Beishamai Omrim, Lo Yasa Adam Silin Dinrei Zahav. When you transfer Meister Sheni money onto Meister Sheni produce onto money, don't use gold coins, Beishamai said. Ubeis Hillel said you can use gold coins. And we had a complicated machlokas between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, what exactly they're arguing about. Right? That was a very complicated at the end. So now the Gemara says like this. Testayim, on the bottom line, it was a, let's prove the Rabbi Yochanan who the Amar ain mechalalin. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said, you can't do that. Rashi says on the bottom line, Le Beishamai, according to Beishamai, Ein Mechalin, Afilu Peiros Al Dinrin. Even if you're going to, the other option was, you transferred the Peiros onto silver, and then silver onto gold. One said, no, that you can do, but Beishamai, one of them on the Amar said, you can't, according to Beishamai, you can't even transfer the produce onto gold. Right? That's in the bottom Rashi says. L'Rabbi Shammai, Ein Mechalan, Afilu Peiros Al Ha'aretz, Al Amos, Al Dinrin. Even Peiros you can't transfer onto gold. Why not? D'Shamin L'Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan is going to say in a minute, D'Ik L'Man D'Amar, D'Hava, Peirahavi. Because gold is considered a Peiri. And you can't transfer from Peiros to Peiros. Right? Afilu L'Gabi Nafshe, even by itself it's considered a Peiri. Not in relation to silver or copper, but even by itself, it's considered a peiri. So how can you transfer peiros onto peiros? I can't do that for my sasheni. I don't want to schlep the apples, but the oranges I don't mind schlepping. I can't do that. No such thing. Only money you could do that. So if gold is the status of money, then you could do it. But if it has the status of peiros, you can't do it. So Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold that, so he must hold that about Beishamai. Why? The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Aser Lilvos Dinar Bedinar. You're not allowed to lend money. You're not allowed to lend a dinar for a dinar. I can't lend you a dinar and you're going to pay me back a dinar. Why not? Why not? So, by the way, we learned yesterday, and it's going to come up again, it's going to come up a lot. If I lend you an apple, you can't pay me back an apple. Why? Because we're afraid when I lend you an apple, it costs nickel. When you give it back to me, it costs 7 cents. So it's ribbis. So you can't do that when you're lending. It's not. It's very complicated, halacha. What if you have apples? It's very complicated. But that's in a nutshell. So Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing about dinner. I lend you a gold coin. You can't give me back a gold coin. Why? Because he holds it to pay me. So it's not currency. It's a commodity. You can't lend commodities and pay back commodities because we're afraid the price changes. It's ribbis. He says, Aser lilvos dinar b'dinar. You can't do that. Now, dinar demai. What kind of dinner are we talking about? Ile medina shal kesef, medina shal kesef. If it's silver, dinars. Legabe nafshe mil glamanda amar lav tivu. Does anyone hold that's not money? Then you can never lend money. I can never lend you money. I'm going to lend you a dollar, you give me back a dollar. Well, I can't do that. It's ribbis. I lend you a dollar, you give me back a dollar. Yeah, but the power of the dollar, cheat. We don't hold from that. Right? No one says that by silver. Silver is money. El pshita din rishal zahav, but din rishal zahav. Obviously, we're talking about gold coins. Ulaman, according to who? Ila beis hillel, according to beis hillel, amritivahu. He said it's money. He said yesterday, gold coins is money, which is why you're allowed to transfer meiser sheni onto it. Ube elalav lebeis shamai. It must be beis shamai. Ushmamina. You see from here very clearly. Rabbi Yochanan hu da'amar ein mechalin. Rabbi Yochanan says he can't do it. Right. Even peiros mamish onto gold. Why? Because it's commodity, and you can't transfer from commodity to a commodity. Right? Okay. So the Gemara says, lo. Lo'olam emalach Rabbi Yochanan d'amar mechalin. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan will hold, you can do it. And regarding peiros, it's considered money. However, the shiny halva, but a loan is different. He makes a distinction between Gold regarding Meister Sheni. Regarding Meister Sheni, it has a status of what? Status of money. However, when it comes to loans, Kiven de l'inyin mekach u'memkar shavyuhu rabbanon kiperi, right? Regarding money, regarding loans and mekach u'memkar and sales, it has a status of money. How do you know that? Our mishnah started off hazav konas hakesef. So on some level, it's money, right? Damrinon ihu nihu to okir vizol. Even though it goes up, legabe halva nami pei rihavi. So that was about sales. So the same thing when it comes to loans, right? Legabe halva nami pei rihavi. Regarding halva, it's considered a peiri. So the only ribbis issue, the only issue is by loans. Then it's a problem. Then it's considered a peiri. But regarding Meiser Sheni, it's no problem. Regarding Meiser Sheni, it has a status of cash. Regarding ribbis, a loan or a sale, it has a status of an item. Now, I could buy an item from you for an item. I'm allowed to do that. Right? The Mishnah was talking about when you transfer the item and when you transfer the cash, because you can't. There's no kinyan on cash, remember? But regarding the loan, it's considered a payri. What kind of distinction is that? Why regarding the loan is considered a payri, and regarding Meiser Sheni it's considered cash? Why would that be such a distinction like that? Right? Not sure why. Why would there be a distinction? Right? Why would there be such a funny distinction? What's the story behind that? I'm not sure. Like, why is that? Anyway, hachinai mistabra. You're right. That's a very good thing. That's a pshat. Tchiyasa Ravin Amr of Yochanan. Because when Ravin came, he said in the name of Yochanan, afal pi sha'amru asa lilvos dinar b'dinar. Even though you're not allowed to lend a dinar for a dinar. Why? Because you're not allowed to lend commodities and pay back in commodities. You're not allowed to do that. Why? It's a ribbis problem. Again, what's the ribbis problem? The problem is that when I lent it to you, it was worth X. And when you're going to give it back to me, it's going to be worth Y.
What?
What?
It's only the case when you pay back, it's worth less.
So then you're not, that's also not right. I lent you X, and you're paying back Z. It's not fair. Yeah, it's not fair.
Then it's not fair to you.
Okay, so it's not, but one side's ribbis. One side's an avira. Yeah. The other side is just not right. Right? Yeah.
You thought the basis of the whole barter system.
So yes, and that's a problem of ribbis. It's the ribbis Darabanan.
So respect then, there's no barter.
Yeah,
no,
it's not about ribbis.
What? Not barter. We're lending. Lending. Not barter. Barter is with sale.
Is.
I'll switch my cow for your ox. My cow for your donkey.
So when you barter.
No, barter's not a loan.
Okay.
This is my loan. I lend you an apple, and you're going to pay me back an apple. So when you pay back the app, maybe it's worth something different. That's a ribbis problem. So we're going to get to it in the next parak. It's very complicated sugya. But in a very superficially, it's a ribbis problem. So, avol machal and maiser sheni olav. But maiser sheni, you can yes be machal onto gold. Why? Because only by ribbis it's considered a problem. It's not considered a problem for maiser sheni. Shmami, no, you're right. We got right? Even Beis Shammai would agree that you could transfer, maybe, of course, Rabbi Yochanan, Beis Shammai would agree, there's no raya, Beis Shammai would agree that you could transfer peiros of Meiser Sheni onto gold. Why? Because regarding Meiser Sheni, is it a cash? That's only not, regarding ribbis, it's a problem.
But Meiser Sheni, it's a business transaction.
What?
It's a funny business transaction, but it's still a business
correct.
Transaction.
Correct.
A sale,
right.
And a sale to another sale.
So till from now, until we get to the two dots on Amud Beis, right? Not to the two dots. The one dot, Itmar, on the top of Menhei Amud Beis. We're going to be discussing that Meiser Sheni. Okay? Now, Tashma. There's a Mishnah in Idias that says the following. Haporet Sela Mimos Meiser Sheni. If you're transferring money for Meiser Sheni, right? You're going to take your Meiser Sheni. You have too much wheat. You don't want to schlep it to Yerushalayim. You're going to transfer it on money. Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai says, B'chol ha-selamos. You could transfer all of it. I think that's what that means. U'bethil Omrim, B'shekel kesef u'b'shekel mos. Which is a buzzword of saying, right, look at Rashi, one, two, third, the third skinny line. Parporet sell mos ma'aser sheni. Mishi yesh lo mos nechosha shel ma'aser sheni. If somebody has copper money, ma'aser sheni money. Uba leparton b'sela kesef lahalos yushalayim b'bnei masoy haderech. And now you want to make, you have too many coins. You want to make smaller coins because it's too much coin, too many coins. You want to make the luggage too heavy. You want to make the luggage lighter, right? So what do? So Beishamay Omrim, it's no problem. Hakol Basela, Bakol Asela Mos, no problem. Ubatil Omrim, Bishekel Kesef Ubishekel Mos. What does that mean? Bishekel Kesef Mos. So look at the next Rashi. We'll skip the next Rashi. Then the third Rashi there, Beishil Omrim Lo Yifrot. You can't do that. What does that mean? Elachatzim. Only half. Half the money leave at Nechoshes. The other half you can talk a change into silver.
Why can't you put the whole thing on one coin?
Well, let's read the next sentence, right? It's right here in Rashi. Sheha prutos yotos b'Yerushalayim, because prutos can be easily spent in Yerushalayim. U'kishiyavo sham, you're going to show up there with some expensive coins that nobody wants to change. Yehei tzarech leprotos miyad. You're going to have to exchange them. Liknos tzarchei suda. You have to spend it on food there in Yerushalayim. You can't just spend it on a tour. You can't go touring. You have to spend it on food. So v'im yirutzo hakol etzel shulchani lifrot. If you're gonna, I guess keep, maybe it means keep on going back to the shulchani to keep on changing the money. Yokir haprutos, it's going to make them worth more. V'nim tu ma'aser sheni nefsad. Somehow the ma'aser sheni gets reduced by you having very expensive coins. Says Beis Hillel, don't come with such expensive coins. Half, the other half use small coins. Leave the small coins. Why? So that the Ma'aser Sheni money doesn't get
transaction fees.
The transaction fees, exactly. The more transaction fees, the more you're ruining Ma'aser Sheni. So there's a kula, you could do it. Beis Shammai says you could do all of it. Beis Hillel says only half. Lefikach yasu prutos imahen. Therefore, carry the prutos with you. Lahotzi b'miksas, half. Lekishiyachlu yifrod akesef shabiyado ma'at ma'at. So you'll spend it little by little. Okay, that reason out of left field, right? Has nothing to do with whether or not gold is money or not. Nothing to do with that. A whole other reason out of left field.
What's considered the cheaper currency? You have copper and you have silver. Isn't silver right. The regular cotton?
Imagine if they charged you a fee every time you broke a $100 bill. So don't bring so many $100 bills. Bring fives and tens so that you don't have to keep doing that.
So they use copper and silver?
Correct. Copper is much more fluid.
No, it is.
Copper. Much, as you said, my copper is the most. So you're going to bring only $100 bills, only $1,000 bills. Every time you break that, they're going to charge you a fee. So we let you do it a little bit because you don't want the luggage to be so heavy. The half. And the other half, you small, makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Beis Shammai says it's not a chashash, for whatever reason. Right? Beis Hillel says it's a problem. So, now, hashta, le Beis Shammai, according to Beis Shammai, legabe priti, Mechalinon. If I'm gonna do it for copper, legabe dava miboya, do I need you to tell me that I can do it for gold? Right. According to Beis Shammai, right?
Why is it kavah chomer?
One second. Well, yes, it's a kavah chomer, right?
Assumes that gold is currency.
And not only that, it only assumes that gold, well, that's for sure, that's true, and gold is more expensive than nechosh, which is for sure true.
For sure, yeah.
So if I can exchange fives, yeah. Can I exchange hundreds?
No, just the opposite. You
said
the opposite.
So the Gemara says like this, right? Rashi says, L'gabe davam iboya de machal and peros? Utiyufta demanda Omar af peiros al dinrin machlokas. It's a tiyufta on one who said even peiros on dinrin is a machlokas. No, in other words, now nobody holds that you can't transfer the money of Ma'aser Sheni onto gold. After all, you're allowed to bring gold. Yeah. So why can't you transfer it onto gold? You're 100% allowed to do that. No one argues on that. So the Gemara answers, no, shiny priti prutim are different, but asra desagin harifi. Because they're much more, exactly the answer. They're much more, in circulation. They're much more easy to be used, to be spent. So what kind of Kal V'chomer is that? It's not a Kal V'chomer. What? That's a good question. I'm not sure. Now, Lishna Achrina. This is another version of the same thing we did yesterday and today. Amri Le Rabbi Yochanan Le Rish Lakish. Again, what did Beis Shammai say? Beis Shammai said, you're not allowed to exchange silver onto gold. Beis Shammai said you can't do that. Beis Hillel said you can do that. Right? So we had a whole complicated machlokes that's about whether or not gold is currency or gold is a commodity. Now we're going to say something different. Right? Then Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish had a machlokes what Beis Shammai still are arguing about. Now, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Chad Amar once said, machlokes pesilin al dinrin. The machlokes is, can you transfer? I have all these apples. I don't want to schlep so many apples. I'm going to transfer them onto silver. Can I now transfer them a second time onto gold? Beis Hillel said yes. Beis Shammai said no. Says Rabbi Yochanan, one of these two, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Chad Amar machlokes pesilin al dinrin. The machlokes is, can I transfer silver onto gold? The Beis Shammai savri hakesef. It says hakesef. Kesef rishon velo kesef sheni. You can't do it twice. You can't transfer the money twice. Once you can do it, not twice. Ubeis Hillel savri hakesef, kesef riba, afilu kesef sheni. You can do it twice. Avol peiros al dinrin, but to transfer peiros onto gold? Divri hakol mechalin. Everybody holds you can do that. Why does everyone hold you can do that? First of all, takati kesef rishon hu. Because it's only the first time you're doing it. Everybody here would agree that gold is considered a money. Right? Why did the Beis Shammai say you can't do it? But you can't do it a second time. First time you could do it. V'chad amar, one holds no. Af peperos al dinran, nami machlokes. Now the machlokes is even if it's the first time. Why? Because the machlokes is whether or not gold is cash or not, or it's a commodity. Okay? Now, ulamanda amar, silin al dinim achlokes. If you hold that there's an issue of kesef rishon and kesef sheni, that's the problem. If that's the issue, Beis Shammai said there's a problem of kesef rishon onto kesef sheni. Beis Hillel said there's no such problem. Does it make a difference if what the currency is? Gold, silver? It makes no difference. That's not the issue.
The only issue is rishon and sheni.
So ademiflog besilin al dinrin. Why did you bring gold into the picture? Liflogi besilin al silin. Keep it with the same currency. Why do you have to bring up a new thing? Gold. Why do you have to mention gold? It has nothing to do with that. So the Gemara answers, e afligi besilin al silin. If the machlokes would have been that issue, silver on silver, havamina, I would have thought, that halimini silin al silin. That's only because, what are you doing that for? Why are you transferring it to silver? And then again onto another silver. What reason are you doing that? So everybody would say you can't do that. That you can't do. Avol silin al dinrin, but if it was silver onto gold, modi luhu Beis Hillel le Beis Shammai, maybe Beis Hillel would agree with Beis Shammai. The davol agabe kaspa pei rahave. You know why? Beis Hillel would say, you know, Beis Shammai, I agree with you about gold. Why? Because gold's considered a peiri. V'lo machalin, and you can't do that. So the Mishnah had to say, this Mishnah in India had to say, no, the issue is silver onto gold. Don't think that Beis Hillel would agree that it's a problem. He says it's not a problem, even if it's silver onto gold. Okay? Kamash Malan, it's never a problem, according to Beis Hillel.
Copper too?
What?
Copper too.
You're not going to do that, because you want to make your luggage lighter. So you're making bigger bills, not smaller bills. Right? You're not going to transfer a $100 bill onto pennies. Nobody's going to do that. Just the other way around. You don't want to bring so many pennies. I'll transfer them onto quarters. You know what? Why stop at quarters? Silver dollars.
Well, I thought they wanted that more single, so we don't have to pay the transaction fee.
What?
I thought they wanted that more single,
That was a different verb. That was a different machlokas. That was a different thing. Now we're saying that's not the issue with the transaction fee. The issue is, can you transfer twice? So the buyer says, what are you transferring on the quarters for? You're so foolish. You should have done dollars. It's even smaller, even lighter. So you know what? I didn't think of that. Can I do that now? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Next, we're going to read the exact same brisa again. Toshma haporet sel almos ma'aser sheni bi Yerushalayim. Now there's one quirk now. You did this in Yerushalayim. So we're going to have a whole issue now. Can you do that even? You bring the Maaser Sheni into Yerushalayim. I brought the apples into Yerushalayim. Can I now transfer them onto money?
You slept it so far.
Now you say it's too much to schlep. I can't bring it from my hotel to the. It's too far now to schlep.
From the taxi to the hotel.
I don't want to schlep it now. Right? So they charge you more if you put a suitcase into the trunk, the taxis in Israel.
How do you valet?
Right? So now can you do that now?
The last mile.
So Beshame Omrim, Bekal HaSela Mos, you can. Ubetzil Omrim, Beshakel Kaseh Beshakel Mos. Only half. Why? Look over the same reason with the transaction fee issue. Right? Now, Hashta Kaspel Lagabe Priti. Silver to copper, mechalalinon, that's okay. V'lo amrinon kesef rishon, v'lo kesef sheni. We don't give that answer. Right now, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. You didn't want to schlep the apples. The apples, you did it already. Haporet sela shel maaser sheni. Oh, b'yushalayim, yeah. B'shami omer b'chol sela mos, b'shol omer b'shekel shel mos, right? Only half. Hashta. Kasper l'gabe priti, silver onto the copper. Mechalina, we're going to allow that. V'lo amrinon kesef rishon, v'lo kesef sheni. And when it's not a kesef rishon, kesef sheni problem. Legabe dava, the chashiv minei, but gold even better than that. Mi amrinon kesef rishon, v'lo kesef sheni? Do we say such a thing? It's a kasha on Beishamai who said you can't transfer kesef rishon to kesef sheni. You see how you can do it? So Amar Rava, no. Yerushalayim komasafta? You asked me about Yerushalayim itself? Once you got there, Shina Yerushalayim, that's different. Dichsiv, Bay, it says Yerushalayim, V'nasata ha-kesef, b'chal asher tavas nafshecha, b'cha batzon. Right? What does kesef mean? In that puzzle, kesef means kesef rishon, and not kesef sheni. Right? I'm sorry. In Yerushalayim, it's all good. When it said kesef rishon, not kesef sheni, that's only outside Yerushalayim, before you got there. Once you got there, you can do whatever you want in Yerushalayim. So don't ask me a kasha about Yerushalayim. It is a little bit counterintuitive. It is. Tashma, another raya. Haporet selad mos maaser sheni. Same case. Haporet selad mos maaser sheni. Beishamai omrim b'chol selad mos. Beishamai says any amount of money you could change. Ubeishil omrim b'shekel kesef u'b'shekel mos. Only half. Right? What's the kasha? This kasha is what Yoni asked 5 minutes ago. Nobody mentions anything about Kesef Rishon and Kesef Sheni here. Right, so I said to you, it's a different machlokas. What do you mean? It's the same people. It's the same Beit Shammai.
Right.
Second over here, he doesn't care about Kesef Rishon and Kesef Sheni. The only question was, transaction fees. What happened to Kesef Rishon and Kesef Sheni? So the Gemara answers, you're right. El Dekulei Alma HaKesef Kesef Riba Vakil Filu Kesef Sheni. That, nobody argues on that. Everybody holds Kesef Sheni is okay. Ella This is what they're arguing about regarding Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Chad Omar, one said, Machlokes Besilin Al Dinrin. The Machlokes is, can you transfer silver onto gold? You took all your apples, it's so many apples, and you said, you know what, I'm too much to schlep, I'm going to transfer it onto silver. And said, you know what, it's still too much to schlep, I'm going to transfer it onto gold. Can you do that? Everybody holds Kesef Sheni is okay. Why can I not do that? What's the issue now? How come now is the problem? I'll tell you why. Because Beis Shammai Savri, Beis Shammai holds, Gazrin, it's a gzira. Shema Yisha Aliosav. Maybe you're not going to have enough silver to transfer onto the gold. The gold is worth so much, you don't have that much silver. So when you transfer it onto the gold, there's still room. In other words, you don't have $100 to change for a $100 bill. You only have $75. So I'll change the $75 on a $100 bill. I still have $25. I have to wait. I have to wait till I have $25 more to transfer. Because I'm not going to take a $100 bill to Yerushalayim and 75% of it is Maaser Sheni and the other 25% of it is mine. People don't do work that way. So they're going to wait. Shema Yisha Aliyosa. You're going to wait to make Aliyah to Yerushalayim. Why? The Zimnin, the Lo Molu Zuzi, Bedinar. You didn't fill up the dinar yet. You didn't fill it up yet. Velo masik. You're not going to want to spend. You're not going to want to go. Says Beis Shammai, you can't do that. What are you going to do? You're going to linger a whole year? Not go? You're going to wait till next year? That's crazy. Says Beis Shammai, you can't put it onto gold. It's too expensive. Nothing to do with Kesef. I agree Kesef Sheni is okay. It's a nuke there out of left field. We're afraid you're not going to be able to... It makes sense?
No. Mm.
Why not?
I think someone would rather kick in a couple extra dollars and just walk it out.
So, but you don't know how many extra... People will kick in a few dollars. How many extra dollars are going to... Nobody know. You don't know.
If it's that much, you can carry the silver already. If it's that few, you'll carry the silver.
Ubezilo Savri, Logos Rinan. So what kind of Xera is that? Shema Yisha Ali Yosav. No Xera. Dechi lo malu nami bedinra asuki masiklu. So what? So like Mati said, so it didn't fill up. So what? You'll still take it. You'll be careful. Avol peiros al dinrin, but peiros onto gold. Divya kol machalin. Everybody says not a problem. Why? Because gold is kish. What's the problem? The kivan. What's the issue now? Same problem. The problem is that I'm going to transfer my payros onto gold. But wait a minute. I don't have enough payros to fill up the gold coin. So I'm going to sit around. You're not going to do that. You know why? Because the payros are going to rot. When it was onto silver, now I want to do it onto gold. The payros are gone. Payros are chulin. Here, the payros are still kodesh until you have enough payros. Right? So kivan demakrivi, they're going to spoil. Lo mashil, you're not going to wait. You're not going to wait. I have no choice. If I transfer it onto silver, the payros now are chulin, the kids can eat it. If I'm waiting for the more payros, by the time I wait, it's going to rot away. No one's going to do that. V'chad Amar, one says, wait a minute. Afilu bepayros al dinrun nami machlokes. There is a machlokes. What's a machlokes? Bishami would have to say some answer that even when it comes to payros, the guy's still going to wait. Right? Which is a funny chashash because...
Well, maybe it's a refrigerated silo.
Right. Now, Bishlom alahach lishna, according to the first version, Damarta, Midoraisa, Mishra Shari, Midoraisa, it's okay, for Rabbanan who the Gazri Bay, and the Rabbanan made a Gzira. What's the Gzira that they made? Right? Over here, this Gzira that you might... What? Yeah. Hainu Diktani, Yase, Velo Yase. That's why it says in the Mishnah, whether or not you could do it, or you can't do it. What do you mean you can do it? You're not allowed to do it. What do you mean you did it? You're not allowed to do it. That doesn't take effect. Okay, Kasha, that's a Kasha. You're right, that's a Kasha. Okay, so we finished that Gemara. That was a very hard Gemara. New topic now. This topic is going to go at least through Shabbos. This topic now. Ready? We'll start it now. Itmar. Rav Velevi, there's a machlokes. Chad Omar matbeya nase chalipin, v'chad Omar ein matbeya nase chalipin. What is chalipin? Chalipin means a barter. I'll transfer my phone, and you're going to give me your Gemara. Right? So, and that works. Chalipin works. Look at Rashi. It's a long Rashi here, but we got to...
Not Kenyan chalipin.
Kenyan chalipin.
You'll use a shmata for that.
What?
Like a
handkerchief.
What are you transferring on the other side? The chametz that you don't want? What are you transferring? Right. So Rashi says that's not the reason you do it. The reason you do it is because you could do chalipin without the other item being here.
Yeah.
That's why you do it. The other item doesn't have to be here. Right. So now the question is, can the coin work as chalipin? Not as money. I could use a shoe, like by Rus. That's the makar for chalipin. I could use any keli. Can I use a coin for chalipin purposes? That's the smachlokas, Rav and Levi, right? So Rashi says, the Rashi over here, of matbeya nasa chalipin. Habala hachlif matbeya bedavar acher. I want to exchange a coin for some other item. Below betoras mekach umemkar. Not as a sale of the item. Not as a sale. Ela betoras kinyan. As a kinyan. Kiderech shekonin besudor. Just like you acquire the kerchief, Shakona and no saint sudor lamakne, right? One gives the sudor to the other one. For who makne lo karka o metaltalin, the meshicha, and you acquire the metaltalin or the land, which is somewhere else, the meshicha, shu moshe chasudor, just by picking up that kerchief. By me picking up the kerchief, you own my chametz. Kidiksiv, shalaf ish nalo v'nasan l'reyehu. I take the shoe, give the guy the shoe. Af matbeya, af alpi sheshaninu. Narsan lo mos, v'lo moshach, haimenu, peros, yachal achzebo, if we're making a sale, and I give you the coin, the sale's not complete. Why? Because money doesn't make any transfers, right? Money doesn't make any transfers. What about if you use the coin for chalipin, right? That's only true if you did it mekach u'memkar. Aval im nasan b'toras chalipin, but if I did it mitoras chalipin, kivon shemashach b'zeh hamos, once I give you the money, nikdelo hachefet shlo b'chol makom shu, you acquire the item no matter where it is. Can you use money for chalipin? So why not? One says no, why not? So the Gemara says, my time, Amar of Papa, my time, demanda Amar, ein matbeya nase chalipin. Why not? Not a very hard answer, very difficult answer. Mishum didaite atzurasa, because when I give you the coin, your das is on the tzura of the coin, meaning the current, the value of the coin. Vitzurasa avidi de batla, and that coin can become batel. How does it become batel? When the king says, I'm no longer holding from those coins. And it's such an arbitrary thing in those days. And therefore, even today, if the government says, and sometimes you go to these, like, not in America, but you go to these, like, you know, smaller countries, oh, they don't use that currency anymore. The prime minister didn't like the other prime minister, he undid it. Right? These, like, small little countries, right? So those were worthless things, you know? So that could happen. And therefore it's batel. So what does that mean, therefore it's batel? Why should it be batel? So Rashi says, in the Rashi of Mitzum Mishum, the Daite Atzurasa, Daite shel hamakne es hachefetz, v'natel hamadbeya bechalipin, eino somach ela hal tzura shebo. Why am I agreeing to exchange this? Because that's a value. The Gemara is going to say tomorrow or the next day, nobody's idiots. Nobody's idiots in selling things for not their proper value. Nobody's going to exchange a sudor for a car. No one's going to do that.
It's symbolic.
What?
It's symbolic. It's not really,
when we use it, it's symbolic. But it's a real Kenyan. So why are you using a kerchief? I don't know. But you could do a coin. You could do a something expensive. So, you're focused on the tzura. She'en ma'peya chashiv el ayadei tzura shebo. The only reason why the coin's worth something is because there's a tzura on it. V'tzursa avida debatla. That could go away. Sha'melech pasla. The melech, he takes it out of circulation. V'gozer lo tzur, tzura acheres. They get a different coin. Hilkach havele kedavar she'eno mesuyim v'shalim. Therefore, it's something that's not, it cannot complete a transaction. Well, come on, mitmatim davar she'eno mesuyim k'siv nal. We're going to learn later on because it's not a shoe. A shoe is a shoe. You can't take that away from the shoe.
Shoe can wear it out, though.
But you can't, but fine. But right now, it's fine. The point is, nothing. No one can take this away from being a shoe. Whereas a coin, the government can take it away. Right? The Confederacy loses the war, and that Confederate money becomes worthless.
So you couldn't,
that could happen.
You couldn't use a blank disc as a chalupa.
It has value. It's worth a prut, you know?
Right.
So if it's, but the coin is different because you're focused on the value of the coin, which is arbitrary value. Right. That's all we're saying.
Right. Okay.
Now, Tnan, 1 second. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah, Hazav Kones HaKesef? I'm transferring gold to silver. My lav, don't you see? Bechalipin? Shmamina? How can someone hold no? So the Gemara says, lo, bedamim. That wasn't chalipin. That was mamash kish. Right? Ihachi, hazav kon es hachesef, es hachesef, mechayev mi boile. It should have said, you're chayev to pay. It's like, well, you're right. Tani, hazav mechayev. You find the chayev. Hachi na mistabra. Of course the Mishnah was talking about kinyan of damim, not chalipin. Why? But the Tani Seifa, hachesef ain't a kon es hazav. But it doesn't work the other way. If it's considered dumim, one's the item and one's the dumim. So of course it didn't work both ways, remember? But if it's chalipin, why can't it work both ways? Kesef to silver and silver, and kesef to gold and gold to silver. Why not? Obviously it's not chalipin. V'od, Tanya, hakesef ein kon es hazav. What does it mean, a kesef ein kon es hazav? Machalo esav v'chamisha dinrin shal kesef, because bedinrin shal zav. I sell you 25 pennies for a quarter, right? Afal pisha mashach es hakesef, even though you take the silver, lo kana, you're not acquiring it, achim shach es hazav, until the other guy picks up the gold. Why? Because one's the item and one's the commodity and one's the cash. If it's damim, that makes perfect sense. If it's damim, then we need the transfer of the item, not the transfer of the money. However, el iyam b'chalipin nikni. If it's chalipin, all you need to transfer is one side. Once you transfer one side, the other side is not a problem. The Mishnah didn't say that. The Mishnah said we have to make sure that we transfer the item, not the money, the item. Obviously, it's not chalipin over there. Elamai b'damim, has to be damim. Ihachi ema resha. So go back to the resha. Hazav konas hakesef. Kate said, what is that case? Machalo dinar shel zahav. I sold you a dinar shel zahav. Be'asin v'chamisha dinar shel kesef. For 25 silver pieces. Kivet shemashach es hazav. Since once you pick up the zahav, nikne kesef b'chal makom shahu. You acquire the kesef wherever it is. That's a funny thing. Iyamet b'shalom v'chalipin. That's a chalipin word. If it's chalipin, hayinu diktani nikne kesef b'chal makom shahu. Because the other item can be anywhere. Right? Ela iyamet b'damim. But if I'm paying you in cash, not chalipin, but cash, hay nikne b'chal makom shahu. What does it mean, b'chal makom shahu? Nischayev gavra mibayle. It should have said, you take the item, you owe me the money. What do you mean, I'm cornering the money wherever it is? That's as a chalipin. Right? Why? Because it's transferring, but bartering. I'm bartering money for the gold. That only makes sense if it's chalipin. We just said it's not chalipin. So, Amar Avashi, they're different over there. La'olam b'damim. Really, it's damim. So what kind of lashon was that? Umay b'chal makom shahu. What does it mean, wherever it is? It means kimos shahu. It means however the money is. Like the money is what he said to him. In other words, if the buyer said to the seller, I'm giving you brand new coins, just minted, just came up from the king. Lo matzi yavle me'arniki yishana. He can't give him old coins. Afagaf tadifi minayu. Even if maybe they're better. My time, but why not? The amale, because the seller said to the buyer, lishnan kami bayale. I want to make them aged. I want them. So in other words, they're both the same money. People sometimes like only new bills.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't like new bills because they're sticky. So he said, I'm going to give you the new. Okay, excellent. I'm going to give you the new, and you'll give me back the old. Okay? So that's what it means. Of course it's damim. What does it mean? B'chal makom shahu, that's a funny lashon. B'chal makom shahu, that's like chalipin. No, it's not chalipin. It's money, just, he meant, however they are. Not wherever they are. Okay. Amar of Papa, we'll end with this. Afilu lamanda amar, ein mateya nase chalipin. Even if you hold coins, are not working with chalipin. Ein mateya nase chalipin. You can't do that. Okay? However, me'avid hu, to'lovid chalipin. You can't use it for chalipin. Right? You can't use a coin for chalipin. However, aknuye mikne bichalipin. You can acquire it with chalipin. What does that mean, you can acquire it with chalipin? So Rashi says, kinyan sudar o metaltalin, shekinegdo kona oso bichalipin. Mekivon shemashach bal matbea hachalipin, shekinegdo, nikna hamadbea labal hasudar. What does that mean?
It's like pay rate.
What?
It's like merchandise, huh?
Right. You can't, in other words, there's two transactions when it comes to chalipin. I transfer you the sudar, and by me transferring you the sudar, I own your field in upstate New York. What about if I give you money for chalipin and then I upstate your field in upstate New York? That doesn't work. What about if I give you a sudar and then own your money? That does work. In other words, chalipin, you only have to do one side, and the other side happens automatically. So the side you're giving can't be money. But what you're acquiring can be money. No question about it. Okay, as the Rav Papa said. That's what it means. Midi dehavi a peri l'Rav Nachman. It's no different than a peri according to Rav Nachman. Peri l'Rav Nachman, afal gav de inhu lo of the chalipin. You can't use peiros for chalipin. Rav Nachman says you can't use peiros for chalipin. Why not? Because the pasuk said you can use a na'al, a shoe, and rus. So only things like shoes, not fruit. However, aknuya makni bechalipin, but you can acquire the fruit by me giving you the shoe. I give you a shoe, I can acquire the fruit. I can't give you the fruit, but I can acquire the fruit. Tivanami loshna. There's no difference if it's money also. No difference at all. Okay, we're not done with this topic. We're not going to be done with it until two more days from now at least. But we'll stop here now, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very, very good day.